You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Help, I Suck at Dating. And per our usual format these days, we have some incredible guests joining us. We have Tana Gilmore and Kelly Fisher. I hope I'm saying, is it Tana?
Yeah, it is right. You have it right. Yeah.
Nice. You guys are the matchmaking duo. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Yeah.
We're always happy to talk about dating.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's all we talk about on Help, I Suck at Dating. So I guess I got to ask, do you guys help people suck at date or suck less at dating then?
Yeah, that's our specialty. Most people come to us suck at dating.
So, okay, yes. Well, here we are. We suck at dating. Help us. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, we do definitely suck and we do take all the help we can get. But so tell us, what do you guys typically specialize in? Like, you guys help people link up and meet, or is it more of like, let's say people are already dating and you help them kind of navigate those waters?
Yeah, I would say we specialize in very successful singles, actually, who have really, you know, put all the time into their career and building, you know, their place in the industry and in corporate America, some celebrities. And then all of a sudden they turn around and they're like, wait, I haven't had a date in like 5 years, 7 years. I mean, it goes up and up and up. Or a lot of first, you know, time serial daters, they just can't get past the first date, you know? So they meet people, but we always say, okay, they have no skills for whatever reason. It just never moves on. So we specialize in probably those two.
Yeah. And, you know, interestingly enough, the pulse and the culture of dating, you know, it changes like every year. It's so different. Like some people, they may have been in a relationship for, you know, 4 or 5 years or whatever. And now they've been out of the game for a minute. And they're like, whoa, whoa, what is this? What's all this texting foolishness? What's all this ghosting foolishness? Like they have no idea how to even maneuver in the dating space. So we have to kind of bring them up to speed on what dating is like today, because it's different than what it was last year even.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. Because we were just talking to DeAndre about being single in Los Angeles and how difficult it can be sometimes. But it's mostly, it comes down to the guys, I feel like, just don't know how to act. You know, like, I feel like it's like they're not opening conversations. Maybe they don't know how to carry on a conversation, how to bridge the gap from the first meeting into the first date, into the second date and all those kind of things. So what do you kind of see as like the biggest roadblock in a lot of those things? Is it really just meeting the people, or is it, what's like the biggest difficulty?
You know, I would say that, especially for some of the guys that come to us, a lot of them are socially awkward. Like we get a lot of techies. I mean, they're sit behind a computer all day long and they, you know, interface with the computer. They're not really front facing with the public. So they lack those social skills. So they come to us and say, you know, I don't even know what to say to women. I don't know what to, you know, even how to approach her. Like, what do I, you know, help me. And so, you know, they don't know. They just don't know. So we provide them with those skills as to like, what do you say when you approach her? Like, we're like, lead with a compliment. I mean, who wouldn't love a compliment? So those types of things we help with as well.
Nice.
So I guess, what is your success rate of like people who just like randomly approach you and then you get them into an actual relationship? Like how often do you see that? Or do you just like help them launch into like the dating world in general? Or do you like walk them through an entire relationship?
Yeah. So we have an 87% success rate. It kind of varies with a couple of points, but I mean, a lot of people come to us for different things. So we offer date coaching. So like we said, a lot of times people don't even know where to begin. They don't have any conversation. You know, they're just like, you know, what do I even say if someone says, you know, tell me about yourself. So we're starting from there. So if that's what they come to us for, then we say it's a success if they've gotten out and they're dating and they're successful. But we also have people who just, you know, don't have a chance to meet anybody. And so we introduce them and we actually have our we call them love liaisons. So we have some staff that they're socialites. They go out all the time and they bring out singles for us to interview. And we actually do introduce them to matches until we find a suitable match.
Dang, so you guys have really been, you guys got a whole empire out there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're building legacy here.
How did you guys get into this?
You know, it's interesting. We knew you were going to ask that question. So, Kelly and I were both senior VPs in corporate, where we used to be marketing and advertising executives. So we used to market products and services. Now we market people. But how we morphed into this business, though, we would be surprised, like at the end of a presentation, like these C-level executives will have us hemmed up in the corner telling us all of their personal business. And we were like, did you hear what this person said? Like, we could not believe they would just like release everything to us. And we would just sit down with them, like pull up a chair and just kick our feet up and just have a conversation and kind of help them get through it. And this happened like every single time. And so we realized that, you know, we're pretty good at this. And then we also went through our own personal relationship struggles and kind of coached each other and helped each other with it. And we decided, you know what, let's do this full time. Let's go back to school. Let's get credentialed and launch our business. And here we are.
Nice. I love it. And you guys are crushing it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
We flew up to New York and went to the Matchmaking Institute. We became certified and the rest is history. That was like almost 10 years ago. So
nice. I've got a question. We talked about it amongst ourselves a little bit earlier. What's your guys' stance on dating apps? Because they become so apparent in dating culture these days. So what's your guys' like opinion of them?
Yeah, we love dating apps. I think it's a great way. I think we embrace them. So even when people come to us and say, I'd love to get on dating apps, can you help? And we help them with their profile. We help them write their summary so that it's fun and flirty. Sometimes they come in with like a LinkedIn kind of boring, you know, summary, but it has to be like conversational. So again, it's like, you know, you going in for an interview and people are looking at your pictures and all of that. So we think it's a great way to meet people. But again, like a lot of people come to us and say, I can't meet someone, whether it's, you know, Atlanta, whether it's LA, where it just really depends on the skills too. So you have to be like open to having conversation. You have to be more assertive and you have to be kind of flirtatious to keep it out of the friend zone.
You know, it's interesting because we embrace like the dating sites and the dating apps. And I met my husband on a dating site like 20 years ago. Like I was probably the only one on a dating site 20 years ago. There were dating sites 20 years ago. Yes, we met on a dating site 20 years nice. Ago. So of course, you know, I embrace it, but it's just all about the approach. I mean, where else are you going to have access to that many singles in the palm of your hand, swiping, swiping, swiping? I mean, you're never going to see that many singles probably rowing the same way as you anywhere else in the country, but on an app. There's thousands right at your fingertip.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think it's been a detriment to dating at all, or do you think it's helped it in the big picture of things?
I think that people have gotten lazy, though. You know, yeah. Because they sit there, and it prevents them from actually like going out and interacting and having to actual, you know, build up the courage to socialize and introduce yourself and start a conversation. And that's the organic way that it used to be, right? But the apps have absolutely, I think, made people lazy, where they can just kind of sit on their couch, drink a glass of wine, kick their feet up and just swipe, 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 swipe. They look cute. Swipe, 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 you know? I mean, and then they just want to have these electronic, it morphs into an electronic relationship. So, yeah. You know, they sometimes they never get out and actually meet. They never get on the phone. They just kind of have this electronic relationship. Well, you can't build an emotional connection that way unless you actually have FaceTime or phone time.
Yeah. I think there's a downside to it also. I mean, I see where people, because you can have another date tomorrow, they never make a decision. So, I mean, you can have somebody wonderful in front of you and you're like, well, maybe if I swipe again, you know, there might be someone else. It's like, you have someone great right in front of you. Like, just go for it. But because there's so many choices, you know, people just keep going and they're like, no, I think I'm going to date 3-4 people and just continue going when you have somebody. Like when you have somebody great, it's hard to realize, you know, I have someone I need, you know, that's it.
Right.
What's your advice for getting out of the app? Because I have friends who go on apps and they have these relationships built, and then actually getting out into the real world and like taking that next step is really intimidating because you feel kind of safe in
a controlled relationship. You can kind of hide behind the app. Yeah. So we always encourage our clients too, because they want to keep texting on the app. So the whole point of being on the app is getting off of it and having a conversation, but it's so much easier. I mean, it's like we always say, it's easier to text too. We try to get our clients off of texting and like onto the phone. So when you get onto the phone or you're actually meeting somebody on a date, that's when, you know, the real skills come out. So that's kind of where we come in.
Yeah. It's interesting because that's where it does prevent them from utilizing social skills because they don't really have to. So you lose those social skills if you don't use them, you know, like, you know, repeatedly. You lose them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true.
And what do you guys advise as far as like when people are dating, if they're dating multiple people, when do you advise like, okay, maybe at like 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, that's when you need to like decide whether or not you want to take it to a different level with this person. Like, what's your timeline as far as dating, or is there no timeline? Like, when do you believe that people are wasting their time?
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, there's an actual timeline. It just depends on if you both have the same end goal. So if you're dating three people, we always say we prefer our clients to date three in rotation. We say three in rotation, right? But it has to be three rowing the same way, three with the same end goal. And then they'll start to eliminate themselves. You'll start to feel where you feel closest to that individual with. You know, you'll start to feel that experience is there. And you're like, you know, I just kind of like this one a little bit more than that one. And they'll eliminate themselves eventually. So I don't know that there's certainly like a timeline, but you certainly don't want to waste time with just random dating for no reason. Most people that come to us are dating with intention. They have an intention to enter into a long-term relationship or eventually marriage. So we don't encourage you to just be dating just to be dating. So have an end goal in mind and see whose goal aligns with yours.
Yeah. You mentioned too that you talk to like maybe it's like some executives or something after meetings and stuff like that. I could imagine those people being kind of more picky when it comes to who they choose to date. So how do you navigate that when someone's maybe being like super picky or not being very responsive to a lot of the advice you're giving? Do you guys ever deal with that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we have clients who, I mean, if anybody could be a fly on the wall, which I think is a good thing about this show, I mean, to see like the list that come to us where people were that all the laundry list of things that the person has to bring. And then we kind of turn the tables on them. And we're like, okay, well, what are you bringing? And it's like crickets. We really like them to really take some time because, you know, when you go out on a date, people are looking both ways. So it's not like you're going, we call it a dater view. So you're not going in to interview this person and then just leave. Like you have to have something to share also. So we kind of give them that information that you want to really hone in on what you're bringing to the table that's different from everybody else.
Yeah, but you know what? So to answer your question, the corporate people, especially like the men, so not to pick on men because we love our male clients, but the more money they have, the more picky and demanding they are. They want to come in and say, you know, I want someone that have this certain waist to hip ratio. You know, we're like, what? Well, you know, first of all, you know, when she has two kids, it's going to expand, right? So you understand that that's how this works. Or are you going to pay to keep that body up? I mean, so they come in with those types of demands. It seems like the more money they have, the more demands they have. And they feel like we're just magicians. We can just, you know, okay, here you go. Here's like four or five of them that meet your criteria. Here you go. But that's not how matchmaking works.
So it sounds like you have to often encourage them, maybe that's like lower their standards, but to shift
manage
their standards a little bit.
Just be more realistic, which is a hard conversation to have because people think, you know, the more money they have that they can command a certain type of person, which sometimes they can and sometimes they can't. So that's a tough conversation behind like, you know, four walls.
Isn't that so funny to think about too? Because like, obviously money can buy you so many things in life, but at the end of the day, it's like, it can't really help you there. I mean, sure, it could like help you get your foot in the door, but at the end of the day, it's not going to give you exactly what you want.
Right. It's not. No. But, you know, we have to have those conversations pretty often.
Yeah.
Is there age range of people that you guys help or won't help? So like, you're like, well, we won't help anyone this young or we won't help anyone this old. Or is it like anyone under the sun, like you guys help date?
You know, I would say the range of people that come to us are like between 29 and 55. You know, usually I would say the sweet spot is between, you know, the 30s, early 40s. But, you know, it's not really about the age that we won't help. It's more about the personality. So a lot of people will come in and tell us like, you know, kind of try to take over our process. And we're like, you know, you're in our community, you're in our world. So you're going to have to, if this hasn't been working, you're going to have to take some advice from us. So a lot of times the ones that we won't take are the ones that just don't listen. Right. So it's going to be hard, like pulling teeth back and forth, trying to tell them something they're not listening. So we don't even take the kind that we always say, are you coachable? So if you're not coachable, it doesn't matter what age, it's not going to work.
You know, but I will tell you though, this year, probably last year, over the last couple of years, we've gotten younger and younger clients. Like our sweet spot is somewhere around the 40 range because these are career people that have like Kelly mentioned earlier, they've taken the fast track out of college to like advanced, you know, degrees. And then they've climbed the corporate ladder and they roll over and like, ooh, there's nobody here. There are no kids, there's no spouse, there's no, you know, and so those, and then that's when they are waving the white flag and that's when they come to us. But here recently, like in this last year, we've gotten like 24-year-olds and like, you know, 26-year-olds. I mean, that's young for someone to say, you know, whoa, I don't know what I'm doing and are willing to invest this type of money at that age. So when they come to us at that age, we used to be like, you know, they're probably too young for this process, but they're not. That's a sweet spot. Congratulations to them for making a decision so early to say, what I'm doing isn't working and I'm going to invest in me and hire a professional that can help me in the areas that I'm weak in.
Right. Yeah.
Why do you think people have gotten younger asking for help with dating? Do you think it's because of doing the, you know, the dating apps and stuff like that? Or do you think because of COVID, maybe people aren't used to interactions.
I think that matchmaking is just, there's not as much of a stigma against it. You know, people would say before, oh gosh, you had to hire a matchmaker, there's something must be wrong with you. But I think it's just becoming more commonplace that, you know, you hire a headhunter if you're looking for a job, you hire, you know, a life coach if you're looking for something else, you hire a matchmaker if you're having, you know, problems in your dating and relationship life. So it's not really as, you know, that stigma that people would say, oh my gosh, something's wrong. Even like mental health. I mean, that's something that we're all embracing now that we didn't before. So I think just personal, you know, and professional development is like more accepted at this point, I'm thinking.
Yeah, and I think that some of the younger generation, they're if they didn't meet anybody in college and they're seeing their friends in college getting married right out of college, they're like, whoa, so there's a reason why I'm not chosen. And they start feeling that, that self-pity, like, why haven't I gotten into a relationship? Why hasn't anyone chosen me? Why can't I seem to get this right? And so that particular age, they're taking it on almost like the next level of education. So they're, so they're continuing their education from college to, okay, let me go ahead and gain these skills so I can figure this relationship thing out here.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's so funny how we love to follow what our friends are doing, too. I feel like one of the reasons that I'm so comfortable being in a relationship now is because so many of my friends are in relationships. Whereas when I was like 23, everyone was single. So it's like, all we wanted to do was be single, but now, you know, everyone's in relationships. So it kind of is like, okay, well, let's see, let's give this thing a shot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So when you guys are bringing on a new client or prospective client, what do they have to go through in order to be like onboarded by you guys? Do you just sit down and talk with them, or do you have them go through a whole process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that. So initially they'll contact us, and then our implementation director will reach out to them and kind of do like a pre-screening and set them up for like a strategy session. And they'll get an opportunity to meet with both myself and Kelly. And then we just drill them. We learn more about their personality. We learn more about their past challenges. And then we make a decision based off of what we've uncovered, if they're a good fit to work with us or not. And we usually tell them on the spot, you know, whether we feel like they would be a good client for us. And we turn down many because we don't work with everybody.
What would be like a reason you would turn someone down?
Yeah, I mean, I think one reason that we turn people down a lot of times is, like we said, they don't listen. So they're kind of coming in and taking over the whole conversation. Like sometimes we can't even get a word in, and we're just like, why are we here? Like, you're telling us what to do and what not to do. Like, why are we all sitting here if you have all the answers? Or we might like give some suggestions and they're like, oh, no, that doesn't work because such and such. So, I mean, why are we here? So
yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, that's how the whole process is going to be. You can feel that that's going to be like a tug of war, and we just don't even go there. But I think the other thing is that's good, though, when people contact us, even if we don't take them on, they can join our database. And so that's like a complimentary place where it's confidential and everyone can put in their, you know, their picture and their stats and their information and kind of what their challenges have been. And that's the first place we look when we have a client who's looking for someone in their area. So it's not open to the public, but that is the first place that we look at it, and it's free. So that's a great option if we don't end up working together. And they also get, you know, information about upcoming events and all of that. So they get to stay close to us, you know, if something happens to come up that they're a good match for.
And that was actually going to be my next question. I was like, so do you have like an entire database and you're only matching people within this database? Or are you like in the community, like making them go to events where there's other people who don't even know you guys that you're trying to match them with? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So in this industry, some matchmakers and some companies will match client to client. However, we don't, because you know, John over here may not be a good fit for Ashley over here. Just because they're two clients don't mean that they're right for each other. So we pride ourselves on our coaching so we can uncover the type of person that you need versus who you want. And then we go out and heart hunt for that specific person. So it could be, you know, we may start in our database, or we also belong to like an international matchmaking alliance with thousands of matchmakers, and we can pull from each other's databases, but we still bring them in-house to screen them our way. We have recruiters that are all across the country that go to yacht club events and, you know, suites at the you know, NBA or something like that, like those types of places. And they're out anyway, like looking. And so they bring them in-house and put them into our database, and then we just screen from there. So many ways that we, you know, we source and find them.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a minimum requirement for, it just sounds like you guys work mostly with like wealthy people. Do you guys have like a minimum requirement for that?
No, because what we found are a lot of people who make a lot of money sometimes are in a lot of debt. So it doesn't not like, fair. You know, you don't just come and say, oh, I make such and such amount, because you can be like broker than a joke, really. So No, it's not really an amount. It's more about like how, if they can afford it, and you know, it's really more about them being able to want to do something differently and their personality. So
gotcha. So you don't have to, you have to meet like sometimes. a minimum standard of socialism, I guess, or it's like socialitism, I guess, right?
Not really.
No, not really. It's just, I just think a lot of people that come to us are in the professional arena. So it's not always CEOs and celebrities, but it's a lot of times it is just people who don't have the skills or just not able to get out socially to meet other people.
And I also think that these people also resonate with us because they feel like we have a certain level of success. So they trust us, you know, with their brand, they trust us with their innermost personal thoughts. And so, you know, those are the things. So they feel more comfortable with us, I believe, because of the level of success that we've had.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we let you guys go, is there any advice you can give our listeners out there that might be struggling to either make that first connection or get to the second date? Any kind of advice you have for them, maybe trying to bridge that gap, or any type of advice whatsoever?
Well, I think that, you know, dating has gotten to the point where we just put so much pressure on it. It's like dating is this whole scary thing. Like, I think if we just get back to just getting out and meeting new people, like as soon as you leave your place of residence or when you go outside the door, like we always say you're on the market 24 hours, 7 days a week. So just make sure that you look approachable, make sure that you're smiling, make sure that you're open to meeting new people. That is really, it's like a numbers game. So we don't want you to just wait until you see someone like, this, you know, girl looks great or this guy looks amazing, let me go. Just be open to having conversations. You don't know if a friend of a friend can introduce you. So I think just being more sociable will really help with dating and not putting so much pressure on it. It's like, it doesn't have to be as serious as it is.
Yeah, I would echo that. And I also would say, you know, try to stay out of electronic relationships. Like, you cannot build an emotional connection via text. You can't understand the tone. You can't understand that delivery. So we say, you know, jump on the phone as quickly as possible. Utilize, even though we're in a pandemic, it's fine. Utilize, you know, Zoom, utilize, you know, FaceTime. There's so many virtual platforms that you can use to start connecting with someone, and you can safely go out and meet them. I mean, our goal is for you to get into a space organically and just see if there's chemistry. Because as matchmakers, we can control compatibility. However, we can't control chemistry. You have to uncover if there's chemistry there or not.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kelly, I like what you said. When you're, you know, when you're single at 24/7, you're on the market.
Exactly.
I'm grateful that I'm not single because 24/7 I look like this piece of crap, and so it's
hey,
a good
somebody
thing.
Somebody loves it. Somebody
yeah, right, loves right. It. I'm very, very, very lucky that that's the case.
Yes.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. For our listeners out there, be sure to check them out. It's thematchmakingduo.com, right? They can find some more information on you guys there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or on any social media, it's the Matchmaking Duo. Join us and be part of our community. We'd love to have you.
There you go. Heck yeah. Join them, be part of the community, and find love. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We can't wait to hear more from you.
Please tune into our show. Please tune into Love Match Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Love Match Atlanta. And where can we watch that at?
Yeah, on Bravo on Sunday nights, on May 8th, the first episode comes on at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And every week after that, we have the 9 p.m. slot. So please join our new show. We're so excited about it.
Absolutely. Congratulations on the show. We're excited to watch.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
See you guys.
Bye.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.